This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who wants to play in St. Louis? So boring.
Cubs win.
Gordon Wittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs. Hey.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Wittenmeyer.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Gordon Wittmeyer covers the Chicago Cubs for the Sun-Times. Hey, Gordon, how are you?
Morning, Gordon.
Doing great. How are you guys?
Really doing well. Really just living the dream. What else can you say?
Not St. Louis.
Not St. Louis. Boring. And I was, you know, I know a lot of people get upset
so
about it. I mean, Yadi Molina got upset, but really, you fill in a city, right? Cincinnati, boring. Pittsburgh,
Milwaukee.
Who else in the division? All of them. Boring. Take that.
Molly's working for the Chamber of Commerce this week.
I like that Chris Bryant showed personality. I haven't seen enough of that from him. And if he wants to be the controversial Chris Bryant, then I'm all for it.
With a K.
I agree. and he's doing it in a serious sense, too, if you count the labor stuff. But that stuff was just funny. And most of the guys that talked about it on the Cardinals side took it that way, too. It's just Yachty decided to go serious and go dark on the whole thing.
And, Gordon, you shared with us, I didn't know, that this is great reporting here. Chris Bryant's got a cat named Fenway.
Yeah. And I guess he used to have one named Wrigley.
So, of course, we're connecting the dots here, Gordon.
Alerted Boston when his free agent year is coming.
So I wanted to talk to you, and Molly and I talked about this before having you on, Gordon. You had an exchange with Yu Darvish that seemed positive. You talked about shaking his hand, and he seemed more comfortable. He even referenced how his maybe comfort level with the media is going to feel better and different in 2019. What did you make of that, and how much should we make of that?
Well, we still have to obviously watch what happens, especially in spring training, but I came away with an entirely different view of him than I had all of last season, both in terms of his demeanor, just his confidence, but also in addition to how he felt about himself, the way he projected to others. Because last year, there was a point in the it was June, one of those comeback efforts where he wanted to talk to us in English, and everybody knew, and we've heard him talk in English. He's fluent, you know. It's his second language, but you know, he's better in English than most of the writers are. I've even had small talk with him in the clubhouse, and he wanted to do it in English, and the club wouldn't let him, and they had an interpreter. And then now that interpreter is not even going to be there anymore. I asked some front office people, is this a collaborative decision to do this? And they said, no, this is him. This is him coming in and saying he's going to do that. That tells me a lot. It tells me a lot about his comfort level. It tells me a lot about his confidence. I think that matters because at the end of the day last year, as physical as things were, they were also mental, and he even admitted that. And so if he's in a different place in his mind as he goes into this season, that could be a massive difference maker. And, will he still have the same troubles in two starts in the World Series? Well, the Cubs would love to find out, right? So I think it's only good.
What does that mean, though? I think that what's interesting to me about him is there was a feeling that it wasn't strictly just the injury. There was also sort of this mental block, and we learned that he, thought the fans hated him. And it was just there seemed to be more than just an issue with a physical problem.
Yeah, and he said that because when I was talking to him, I said, you know, all the injuries and everything, I get it. I said, but before you went on the DL, how did you feel? And he said, I felt great. It wasn't until that the day after that last start that he started hurting. I said, okay, so what happened up until then? When, because you looked great at times, and then the fifth inning and things unraveling on him. He said, I don't know because that's not you, Darvish. And then he started to say, could be this. He says, it was mental. He said it was mental. Mm-hmm. He now, in his mind, or at least what he said, was that there were times he would try to be perfect. And he admitted it could have been the contract. It could have been the new place. But again, he talked about the difference coming in this year, knowing everybody, feeling comfortable where he is and with the people around him, even the media. He knows the media better now. And he seemed really comfortable in our conversation. So if that's true, and I believe it is, I mean, talking to people that have been around him before, this is a guy that sometimes he has to feel, he feels like he has to be perfect. And when things aren't going right or you know, even if he's, he had two starts where he came out because of cramps, but after he finished describing them, he admitted weren't really cramps. They were just almost cramps. And in one case, he'd been pitching amazingly well. He pitched four great innings in second to last start and had some kind of cramp thing, and then went out the next start and pitched six great innings. So if things are better or right in his mind, yeah, it's going to make a difference. Now, we might still see some of those starts, but if he stays on the mound all year long, the numbers should be there if he's healthy. And that's huge. It's something they didn't have last year. And with no additions on this club this year, it's even bigger.
Gordon, your colleague Steve Greenberg talked to Javi Baez in a column in Sunday's paper, and I happen to agree with the premise, and that is Javi Baez is coming off a MVP caliber season, and if he wants to play shortstop, even after Addison Russell comes back, why shouldn't he play shortstop? I mean, obviously defensively he can hold it down if he's comfortable there, and that's what he feels best at doing. Why shouldn't he have that right to say, I want to play shortstop, even after Russell comes back, who can play second base? Will the Cubs reach the same conclusion if and when Russell returns?
No, and it's the wrong conclusion. if they don't reach it, it's the wrong conclusion, because he is the best shortstop.
We're talking about Javi now, right?
We're talking about Javi.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. If they decide to keep Addison Russell ought to be playing second base
yes.
when he comes back.
I agree.
I've said that. I've said that from the start of Javi coming up. I talked to scouts before he ever came up, saying that he was the best shortstop in their organization when he was in the minor leagues. And everything I've seen since then has only backed that up. Now some of the metrics love Russell, but have you seen that arm? Have you seen his range? Have you seen the excitement he brings to that position? Any position he plays, really. But he is tremendous out there. And he's one of the reasons they didn't want him out there every day initially was because he would make mistakes on routine plays. And at a position that important, you couldn't have that. And you needed, if a guy's going to do that at second base, he's got more time, it's a easier throw, whatever. He doesn't do that anymore. And so I absolutely believe that. And this is a confidence swagger guy. And we saw last year we can do it at the plate. When he's locked in, I want him out there. I want him where he wants to be because he's put it this way, he's the best third baseman, shortstop, and second baseman right. they have on the team.
Clone machine. Gordon, yeah. Can you explain why they'd have to move Ben Zobrist in order to get relief pitching? And what do you make of the budgetary restrictions?
Because they can't trade anybody else.
Well, but what do you make of the budgetary restrictions? Why can't they trade anyone else?
Are you going to take Jason Hayward's contract?
So, oh, you're saying there's no one else. There's no one else with value, right? I gotcha.
Right. The only reason, and they've really, it's not just Ben Zobrist. I mean, they've looked all up and down that roster. What can we do? Who can we move to get any value back? To take a little bit of money off the books if we're going to put a little bit more back on the books and fill some needs. Where can we do it where it's going to hurt the least? They'd love to move some of those big contracts. The big contracts, they can't move. So you look at where there's a value that somebody might want, and they might take the money, and that's where you land. They haven't done it. They're not going to do it. But that's the only reason that the Ben Zobrist ever gets in that discussion. And what I make of it is, what I said the last time I was there talking with you, Molly, is they've got the money if they want to do this. The Theo doesn't have it. The ownership has it. They're spending it on something else. If they wanted to, I'll tell you an easy way they could get the money, and they probably should because they're a massive revenue team. Put off this year's stadium upgrades by 1 year or 2 years. They've done most of the important work. They've certainly done the important work that they've got scheduled that makes the team any good, the clubhouses and the facilities and things like that. The stuff they're doing now is suites. The stuff they're doing now is to increase the revenue. Put it off. You got a competitive window that's 2 years that you can probably count on. Put it off until that competitive window's over. Put it off until you have the money to assure that you can keep it open. And then come back and do some of that other stuff. But if this is about winning, spend your money on that team.
Great stuff, Gordon. Appreciate it, Gordon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Have a good
one. That's Gordon Whitmire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.